mawlanas, elders, organizers, brothers, and sisters in Islam. My name is Mahadisa Malika John Muhammad, and I'm honored to be standing in front of you today. I would like to share the little that I've learned over the course of a few weeks about one remarkable woman by the name of Bibi Fatima alayhi salam and her endeavor to defend the Waliya. The Lady of Light, Bibi Fatima, daughter of the Prophet, wife of Imam Ali, and mother of the entire lineage of Imams, is the most central figure in the Islamic history. Her status is so high in Islam that Hadith-e Qissah revolves around the story of Bibi Fatima, her father, her husband, and her two children. Today, we are gathered here to celebrate the life and times of this beautiful person with whom we have been blessed. There is no doubt in the history books as to her status in Islam. She was given the title of the Doyen of the Women of the World and the Doyen of the Women of Paradise. The word Doyen means a female member who is senior in rank. Therefore, this title given to her by the Holy Prophet literally means that she is the highest rank of all women on the earth and in the heavens. A living testament of what virtuous and believing women should be, Bibi Fatima is a role model for all times. Having grown up in the house of the Prophet, Bibi Fatima was surrounded by the revelation of the Quran. She, along with Imam Ali alayhi salam, would listen eagerly as revelations were revealed and explained by the Prophet. Her understanding of the word Islam, total submission to the will of Allah, was all that she knew. Everything in her life was done for the love of Allah. She possessed a wealth of knowledge. The grand Ayatollah Fadlallah mentions in his lecture on Bibi Fatima that she was one of the first Islamic authors of the book Mishaf Fatima. In it, she relates hadiths of the Prophet in his lifetime, rulings on haram and halal, stories told to her by the angels, and lastly, her will. Some historians say that this book was co-authored to her by Hazrat Ali, but the gist of what was in the book was hers. She set the precedent of guidance for those to come right from the beginning. Bibi Fatima and the Prophet were very close to one another. He loved her dearly, and not just as a father would love his daughter, but as a person who embodied the message of Islam. A famous hadith that is accepted in both Shia and Sunni books narrate the Prophet saying, "Fatima is a part of me. Whoever makes her angry has officially made me angry." After the Prophet, Bibi Fatima was known to be the most truthful person. Truth begins inside, being honest with oneself at all levels. If we can honestly answer questions deep within us in a candid manner, then only can our outer actions translate into truth. It all begins within and then translates out. She demonstrated her truthfulness through her speech and attitude, just like her father before her, so that the people knew him even before the start of his message. It was above Bibi Fatima to become upset or angry with people or situations based on emotional or worldly things. Since Bibi Fatima's entire life revolved around the pleasure of Allah, then only those actions that went against Allah's commands would make her angry. She was firm and direct where these issues were concerned and not afraid to speak out. After the passing away of the Holy Prophet, Bibi Fatima embarked on a journey of trying times. Her house was burnt down, the rights of Fadha were taken away, and most importantly, the right of Imam Ali to Caliphate was denied. Can we say that she defended Imam Ali's right to Caliphate on basis of being her husband? Or that it was something her father was so vocal about at Ghadir-e Qom? Maybe, but knowing Bibi Fatima, it was much more than that. It was because he was her imam, her custodian and leader, and the Muslims' imam and their custodian and their leader. And because Imam Ali was with the truth, and the truth was always with Imam Ali. And because Imam Ali was the one who was taught by the Messenger of Allah, and to whom he was opened 1,000 gates to knowledge, and with each gate opening to 1,000 more. And because had Imam Ali been handed over the rule, he would have ruled with truth and would have laid the foundation of justice. She was proactive in her campaign to make the people understand why it was so important to allow Imam Ali to have his rightful place as the caliph at the time. Both Bibi Fatima and Imam Ali would visit the houses of the Ansars and talk to them about this. They would reply by saying that if he had come to them first, they would not have looked elsewhere. However, Imam Ali would respond by saying, "Do you want me to leave the Messenger of Allah in his house, unburied, and go to quarrel with people about his rule?" What a difficult sight it must have been for our beloved Ahlul Bayt to see the Prophet, to see the people desert the Prophet in his death to talk about politics and power. However, it was not coincidental that the Prophet was insistent on the concept of wilaya for his people after his death. He knew that the right kind of guidance would be needed for the Ummah in order for the true message of Islam to continue. When Bibi Fatima's right for the inheritance of Sadaq was taken away, Bibi Fatima was furious. She stood up, covered herself from head to toe, and went to the Mosque of Nabawi with an entourage of women to state her case to the people. In this famous speech, she defended Imam Ali's right to caliphate by reminding them of what transpired during the Birekum. She said, "You are charged with the propagation of Allah's message to all people of the world. The leader of truth is amongst you," meaning her husband Imam Ali, "and the pledge that he has pledged with you from before at the Birekum on 18th Zilhajj 10 AH. And the remnant that has been left behind for you, the rational and articulate book of Allah, the Holy Quran." She further went on to describe Imam Ali's role and personality when she said, "Whenever Satan showed his horns, or whenever the dragon of the polytheists opened its mouth, the Prophet hurled his brother Imam Ali against it, who had never relented until he had trampled under his feet, their nose, and ears, and he put out the fire with his sword. He strove for the sake of Allah, and he struggled for the sake of the cause of Allah. He was very near to the Messenger of Allah, and he was a leader amongst those who loved Allah. He was always ready and prepared for the struggle, doing his best. He was advised well, and he sought and strove to the utmost, while you were during all this time living life of ease and comfort in the state of security and pleasure, awaiting the circle of time turn against us. And you were keenly listening to the news while you held back from the conflict and you were fleeing from the battles. Unfortunately, Bibi Fatima died a sad and angry death, to the point where she wanted to be buried at night in an unknown place with no mark. She did this on purpose. It was her last and lasting statement of protest at the injustices she suffered after the death of the Prophet. What was she planning on achieving by this request? Very simply, she wanted people to ask the question, why? She wanted to awaken the consciences, and those who had been fooled would know the nature of the conspiracy and what had happened. It is interesting to note how the Quran and its message have remained constant in this very evolving world where people and circumstances keep changing. It is so easy to stray from the right path in this day and age with all its advancing technologies. For this very reason, it is so important that we have continued and constant guidance from religious authorities. We are lucky to have such a rich history of Imamah, with so much information about so many aspects of Islam at our disposal. We have leaders that specialized in this area to help us through our own journey on this earth. Let us pray today that Allah instill in us what was so important for the Lady of Light, amongst other things, the virtue of truth. That honesty prevails within us so that we can act on it every minute of the day. As global citizens of the world, we must not be afraid to speak out against the wrongdoings and injustices If the mother of our nation was not afraid to speak out about the truth, then it would be a shame if we didn't internalize this quality of Bibi Fatima and carry on her work in this day and age. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.